Hey, you're listening to 91.5 FM WRBC in Lewiston, Maine. I'm here with my friends Ryan and Joe. Say hello, boys and girl.
Hey, dude, Nick.
Tonight we're going to be playing some music for you. Some romantic music, mostly. So stay tuned for that. The numbers are 777-7915 or 777-7916. Joe and Ryan have picked out some good stuff tonight. You can call and talk to them. Up next we have some Sloan with Everything You've Done Wrong. Oh, I forgot to mention before, you can also email us at radio@bates.edu. This is some Sloan, then we'll be right back and we're going to talk a little more with my special guests and talk to you, the listeners, and you can call in and chat if you want to even. It's pretty open today, so stay tuned for that. Here's some Sloan.
You've done wrong, baby, in your life.
Hey everybody, that was the Amps with Pacer. Before that, we heard Monopuff with Creepy. And now I'm going to tell you some interesting news stories that are in the Tuesday, June 13th edition of USA Today. But this is the only edition I have right now. I was going to pick one up before the show, because I know you all listen for the news that I do, but I didn't have a chance. So, instead, I'm going to read news from 2 days ago, but it's really not that out of date. It's not like bad food or anything. Singer-songwriter Alanis Morissette is kicking off her summer concert season Friday in Beijing, the first of several off-the-beaten-path locales she will visit. I call this tour my self-indulgent leg, going to places I've been and yearn to return, or places that I've never been and have been drawn to, she tells Launch.com. Upcoming tour dates also include 3 cities in India, Beirut, Pula, Croatia, Tel Aviv, and Istanbul. The singer will appear in the June 25th episode of HBO's Sex in the City. I have a guest here. Her name is Joe, which is short for Joanna, as opposed to the male Joe, which is short for Joseph. And she's got USA Today here also. I don't know if she has an interesting news story she'd like to read.
The Justice Department agrees to pay the late President Nixon's estate for tapes and papers seized when he resigned in 1974. Imagine that.
They're going to pay?
Yes.
For them? That's nice.
Yes.
That's nice.
I think you should get some compensation.
Yeah. Probably. No, probably not really. It's nice that they're doing that. If you'd like to make a call, the number is 777-7915. You can also call 777-7916. You can also email me, radio@bates.edu. Make a request or suggestion or a complaint, whatever. Up next, we have something from Pavement called Stereo, which, coincidentally, is what WRBC broadcasts in. So, hope you like that. Stay tuned. We also have plenty of other stuff. We meet until 8 o'clock tonight, 8 p.m. So give me a call. This is Pavement.
On the happen when you listen to WRBC.
I had an immediate urge to fling off my bikini.
It's time to go.
Hey, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WRBC. We just heard Jane Jensen with Blank Sugar, and before that was Pavement with Stereo. Now, I've got a special guest here today, other than Joe, who is also a special guest, but we also have Ryan Arnold, who's a big, star, you'd say, back in his native San Dimas, California. So, say hi, Ryan.
How you doing, everybody?
Yeah, if he's quiet, it's because his mic is halfway between him and his guitar, which I guess is how you could describe his whole career.
That's right,
Everything is shared equally with your guitar.
Well, way back in San Dimas, I gotta say, I went through quite a few guitars, but I gotta say, this one right here is my baby.
Yeah?
I've named her Rose Petal.
Rose Petal?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where the name of your EP comes from, the Rose Petal EP?
That's correct, Nick.
Awesome. Well,
and if you'd like to buy that, it's on sale at pretty much all major CD distributors.
Cool. Mm-hmm. I have actually one of the original pressings of the 45.
Oh, fantastic. Cool. Would you like me to sign it for you after the show?
Sure. Now, the thing about Ryan Arnold is that he really isn't that well known past the Mississippi on the east side. In San Dimas, he's pretty much a rock star, but here...
I don't like to brag about
you might
it,
not.
Nick, but it's true. You know, if you cross that Mississippi, I'm pretty much on everybody's lips over there.
Yeah, you might not have... Now, he didn't really bring a CD today, but he did bring his guitar with him.
That's correct.
And you play a few chords there.
Here,
we can hear you. Now, you can't see his amazing look on his face as he concentrates on his guitar. His guitar work. I think I recognize that lick. Isn't that from Screeching with the Weasel Family?
Well, it's kind of a combination of screeching and Black Eyed Blues.
Oh,
cool. You know I'm a blues artist.
Cool, cool. Yes. Much like Eric Clapton, though, you also delve into rock. Sometimes country, sometimes rap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much hit
on
every
genre. Your collaboration with DJ Ice Ice.
DJ Ice Ice is a good friend of mine. I'm also a big fan of Players Club.
Yeah.
And I've been in the studio with them before.
Cool. You probably laid down a few guitar tracks, and then they looped it. And
oh, I've slammed down some guitar tracks with that band. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty slamming. We get up more with Ryan Arnold. You can call us and ask some questions of him. I'm sure he'd love to answer them. And maybe you can even order a CD from him or something. Yes. Up next, we have some Portishead. Do you like Portishead, Ryan?
I'm a big fan.
Yeah? Probably worked
with
them
before. I played with them a couple times, actually.
Yeah. Good. Well, this is called All Mine. Give us a call, 777-7915 or 777-7916. got Ryan Arnold in the studio today. Right now he's jamming on some Portishead.
Oh, we're back in the air?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I can't help myself. You know, I wrote that tune.
You wrote that tune?
I was reminiscing, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, collaboration with Portishead, or did you just write it for them?
I wrote it for them. You won't find me credited on the liner notes, but it was me.
Hey, let me check there. Hey, you're right. You're not credited on the liner.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, wow. Those guys, they were nice to me, so I'm not going to, you know, badmouth them. But,
it's pretty generous of you to give them that song. Yeah. So, your new album. What's it called again?
My new album?
Yeah, your upcoming one.
Oh, the upcoming one?
It's coming out this Tuesday.
That's called Lucifer's...
I know it's a funny title, but
oh, man.
And it makes you laugh every time.
Yeah.
I mean, Lucifer's Viper is a pretty funny title,
yeah,
but still, it's good for the tone of the album, which is more lighthearted than the last couple.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you have a couple, I don't know, can we hear like a riff from Lucifer's Viper or something?
Sure. Well, let me get warmed up here.
All right, fine. The stars need their warm-up time. Oh, yeah. This is one of my favorite tracks. I have an advanced copy here from the station. This is actually the title track, Lucifer's Diaper.
My favorite track is called Son, Cheese. It's all about his latest love affair.
Yeah. Ryan Arnold is quite an artist. This makes me want to break out into song. Lucifer's Diaper is like... is a pretty killer track. I'm not sure if it's the best on the album, but it's pretty killer.
Well, thank you there, Nick.
Yeah. I don't know what we're going to play next. I got some Sweeter Kitty lined up. Actually, I have some background music here. Actually, hadn't been paying attention to that. Usually have background music. It's just having Ryan Arnold in the studio kind of distracts me a little bit. I'm sure you can understand. 777-7915 or 777-7916. You can talk to this amazing artist of... blues and rock and country and rap. Also writer of some of Portishead's biggest hits, Ryan Arnold. Up next we have some Sleater Kinney and more with the man, Ryan Arnold. Anything else you'd like to say, Ryan, before this next track?
I'd just like to say how much I enjoy this particular track and enjoy being here on the show with you, Nick.
Alright, one of Ryan said it himself, one of his favorite tracks. It's Sleater Kinney's You're No Rock and Roll Fun. 91.5 FM, WRBC. Hey, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WRBC. I'm here with my friend Ryan Arnold. He's actually a kind of a blues rock star in San Dimas, California. And he's come all the way across the country today to talk with me and our listeners, speaking of which we have a call right now. Would you like to take this call, Ryan?
I would love to.
All right, let me see if I can get them on the air here. 91.5 WRBC, you should be on the air.
Oh, my God, do you really have Ryan Arnold there?
Yeah, we do. Would you like to ask him a question?
Yeah, is it the same Ryan Arnold that's touring with Halsey Taylor and Players Club?
Ryan, are you touring with Halsey Taylor and Players Club right now?
Actually, that's just a rumor, Nick. And I'm sorry, what's the caller's name?
Yeah, what's your name, caller?
My name is Clarissa Carter.
Hi, Clarissa.
Clarissa Carter.
Yeah. I was just wondering if it was true that
you already
Ryan...
had your question, miss.
Yes.
Well, let me just, I've gotten this question a lot, and it's mainly because when I let Halsey Taylor and Players Club open for me those few times, and of course now they're a huge hit.
Mm-hmm. Mostly west of the Mississippi, of course.
Yeah.
A lot of bands this happens to really only get a following west of the Mississippi. And we never really hear about them here unless people support this kind of music. Anyway, go on.
So, but you can support Halsey Taylor and Players Club if you go to their sites on mp3.com. That's www.mp3.com. And you'll just want to search for Halsey Taylor or Players Club. And you'll find them pretty fast. Great music, great musicians. But no, I'm not touring with them currently.
Any other questions, Clarissa?
I just want to know, is it true that Ryan is seeing Natalie Portman?
Are you seeing Natalie Portman, the 18-year-old star of Star Wars Episode One?
Okay.
Is that true?
All right, I just like to clear one thing up. She was underage, and that never happened. So,
yeah, Ryan would never do a thing like that.
Just want to get that out of the
way. Mr. Arnold would never do a thing like that.
Okay.
He would never do a thing like that.
Neighbor's dog's previous owner.
No, he would never do that.
He
would never do that.
But,
please don't bug Mr. Arnold.
But I...
All right, you're off the air. Ryan is... Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean to have annoying callers like that.
That's okay.
It happens sometimes. If anyone else would like to call and talk to Mr. Arnold, the number is 777-7915 or 777-7916. He's got his guitar here, so if you have a request from his new upcoming album, Lucifer's Diaper, you can make a request. He'll play some of that. He still cracks up whenever he says that title. Say it, Lucifer's Diaper.
Lucifer's Diaper.
Yes, he can't handle himself.
Oh, boy.
So give us a call, 777, I've said it enough times, you know what it is. And email us, radio@bates.edu. And up next, we've got some Pixies. And 45 minutes into the show. So still got plenty of time left with Mr. Arnold, big rock star. And we probably have some more special treats coming up later. So, Ryan, why don't you play us out with a little guitar, and we'll get into some Pixies.
Around. Go hungry, right? So, of course, we donate to the food bank and meal programs, but that never seemed enough. It wasn't until I helped serve one of those meals to real people that I found the missing ingredient, me, and my chance to feed more than just someone's body.
Could someone near you use a little help? The power to jump in and make a difference is yours. This is just a gentle little nudge from the people of the United Methodist Church.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nick. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WRBC. And today in the studio, we have very special guests. We actually have a couple very special guests, but we'll get to that in a little bit. I'm still going to talk here with Mr. Ryan Arnold. His new CD is coming out. It's called Lucifer's Diaper. So be on the watch for that. Now, Ryan, you're based out of San Dimas, correct?
That's right.
Were you born there?
Actually, no. I was born over here in the East.
Yes. Where exactly?
In Scituate, Massachusetts, but I spent most of my life in Boston.
I see. That would explain the lack of San Dimas accent.
That's correct.
Mm. I forgot to mention the songs we just heard. That was The Violent Femmes with Prove My Love and The Pixies with Planet of Sound. Now, you played with The Pixies before they broke up, back when you were just starting out, I hear.
Oh, yeah, I did some on-and-off work with them. All in the studio, of course.
Yeah. Interesting. What album was that? Was that Bossa Nova, I think?
It was that other one.
It was the...
Earlier.
Surfer Rosa?
I believe that was...
Oh, great. Yeah. Good work on that.
Thank you.
Good work on that. I believe you're not in the liner notes for that either. You don't believe in crediting yourself for anything you do. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah. Now, why is that?
I don't know, I've always had a fairly large moral standard when it comes to music, and I believe that, I mean, obviously I'm getting plenty of credit, I don't need more, I don't need excessive credit, I want other bands to do well.
Right. You wouldn't want to steal the thunder, you wouldn't want to steal the thunder from
the
Pixies.
Never, never. Or Eric Clapton, for that matter.
Or Eric Clapton, for that matter, who you also did much work with.
Most of From the Cradle is me, actually.
Wow.
Rather, I did a lot of the recording on that album.
That's amazing. I think.
Thank you.
We have that in the studio, actually. I should mention that next time I play it. If you'd like to make a call, ask a question, 777-7915 or 777-7916. Ryan Arnold will only be here for another hour or so. Sorry about the high-pitched horns in the background. That it's kind of distracting. You can also email us, radio@bates.edu. And coming up in a minute, we've got some more special guests on the big show today, which is going to be till 8 p.m. tonight. So stay tuned. We've got some wonderful stuff. Up next, we have a band called Reactivox. This is a fairly new band. Have you heard about them, Ryan?
Actually, I haven't, no.
You haven't? Oh. Well, the Mr. Music here has not even heard of Reactivox yet. They're so underground.
They must be an Eastern band.
They're really, really underground. Except, they're on Activator Music, I think it's... Oh, it's BMI. It's part of BMI. I guess they're not that underground. But they're pretty good. The song's called Easy. Give us a call. We've got more with Ryan. We've got some other special fun stuff coming up. Make a call, 777-7915. Here's Reactivox with Easy. Listening to 91.5 FM WRBC in Lewiston, Maine. We just heard Reactivox with Easy. Ryan Arnold is in the studio, recording artist from San Dimas, California. Say hello.
Hey, guys.
We just got an email question from Dan. It says, he asks, "You sound like a cool guy, way too modest. With the imminent proliferation of Napster, or proliferation, excuse me, proliferation of Napster-type enterprises, any ideas how musicians are going to make a living in the future? I know it seems like a great cloud of doom, but it is those kinds of big social movements that spur creativity and rebirth of industry." Parentheses, being an optimist, close parentheses. But let's face it, the music industry has gotten way too top-heavy. Who makes all the bucks? Real interested in Ryan's take on the industry. Dan.
Well, Dan, I have to say I agree with you. The industry is a little top-heavy.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's way top-heavy. I'm pro-Napster-type enterprises. Mm-hmm. I have to say, I don't even think it's being optimistic to say it's these types of things that cause rebirth in the, you know, entire, all the genres of music. It's just the way things are. Music's been around since the beginning of time. It's always been there. So.
Even before humans.
That's correct. Music was there.
Studies have been done. Studies have been done.
That's correct. And it's always going to be around. And musicians are always going to make money because they're in demand. Everybody wants music. Everybody wants people who are good at music. Well, what happens if, say, Napster-type software, for instance, takes over CDs? What's going to happen? Well, if you ever start up a band, and of course I know a lot about this.
Having started up many a band.
That's correct.
Including others.
Yes. CDs do not make money. CDs are strictly to advertise your band. In fact, to make money with a CD, you have to sell a lot of CDs. You have to be at the top of the industry. So, it's top-heavy because the bands that are making way too much money, money that they don't need,
have huge
selling,
heads.
That's correct. And they're selling a lot of CDs. So what happens if we don't need CDs anymore? It's all free. You can go steal it off Napster. Well, you're just going to have to make your money from tours. Maybe like the really rich guys, such as Metallica, who I'm not a big fan of, will make a little less money. You know, boo-hoo. They'll live. They're still making millions of dollars from tour dates. And, you know, they're going to go on like that. Bands who are starting up are going to get free advertising. They're not going to have to spend hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars having CDs burned so that they can sell them to try and make their money back. All I have to pay for is studio time. That's just depends on how popular you are. And it's pennies compared to how much it costs to make CDs. So I think the music industry is pretty safe, and I'm hoping for some change.
Nice, succinct answer there, Mr. Arnold.
Thank you.
You're listening to 91.5 WRBC. We've got a request from Mr. Arnold up next. It's for Fake Plastic Trees by Radiohead.
Excellent band.
And give us a call. Soon we're going to have another guest. And well, Ryan will still be here, though. So if you got a question for Ryan, email radio@bates.edu or give us a call, and we'll get to it. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with some Radiohead.
WRBC's tech director, Keith Gauger, on location in Providence, Rhode Island, tracks down Kim Gordon of Sonic Youth.
Hey, Kim. Can I bug you really quickly to get a station ID for my college radio station? Or don't you guys do this?
I don't want to do it right now.
Okay, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Thanks, though. Cool.
I love you, what's your name? I love you, what's your name?
That's right, 91.5 FM WRBC in Lewiston, Maine. The station that can't get a station ID from Kim Gordon.
Damn.
The green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese rubber plant and a fake plastic girl. What you bought from a rubber man in a town full of could be all you wanted all the time. All the
Ever wonder why some stations make a big deal about playing music commercial-free?
Hey there, you're listening to 17 whole straight minutes of commercial-free Skinner here on Ass-109.
Maybe they want to be like us here at WRBC. We've been broadcasting all your favorite music without a single commercial for 45 straight years and counting.
Oh, joy!
Tell everyone you know about the station that cranks out the best in modern rock, heavy metal, punk, industrial, hardcore, hip-hop, folk, blues, jazz, world beat, and everything else. All without a single commercial. 91.5 WRBC, Radio Free Lewiston.
Just heard the Dandy Warhols with Kinky on WRBC. Before that was Radiohead with Fake Plastic Trees. And I've got another special guest in the studio now. Ryan Arnold is still here. If you'd like to talk to him, he's sitting in the back. Say hi.
Hey!
Ryan Arnold is still here, but we've got another special guest who you might remember, you might recall, if you are a frequenter of strip clubs.
Indeed.
Her name is Joe Scarlett. Now, is that your full name, Miss Scarlett?
My full name is Joannica Veronica Scarlett.
Joannica Veronica Scarlett. Joannica has performed in over 150 strip clubs around the country.
I also do private shows for rock stars and other...
Private shows for rock stars. Hey, does that sound familiar, Mr. Arnold?
She's underage!
No, she's not underage.
Not anymore.
Okay.
I think you have an obsession. She's not underage. She's, how old are you anyway?
I'm 18 now.
You're 18 now? No, you packed in those. When was your birthday?
It was last September.
Oh, well, let's see, how many? That's just about 100. You must have done about a strip club a day in that case.
Well, I didn't do
it. I won't ask. Joannica is a nice girl. It says here on my paper for information here that she's been stripping for 2 years. You won't get into that. So you do rock stars backstage.
Indeed.
What was your most recent rock star backstage?
Actually, it was last night at the Cure concert.
At the Cure concert? Robert Smith?
Yeah.
Or was it some other guy in the
No,
game?
It was Robert
wow.
Smith himself.
He doesn't look like that kind of guy.
Oh, he is.
Wow. What kind of guy is he up close?
He's rather quiet, but he really got into the show. He started dancing along. You know?
Wow, that's cool. That is awesome. I hear you've picked out a request for us.
Oh, yes.
Is this a song you like to strip to in the clubs?
Oh, which one are you playing?
The one over the record player right here.
Oh, yes. Well, actually, I've never really stripped to Peter Gabriel, but he is one of
I'd like to see it.
Well, I could.
Yeah. It seems like Mr. Arnold would like to see it, too.
All right.
So remember, folks, if you want to call in, talk to one of our special guests, we have Joannica Veronica Scarlett, who's a stripper, performed in over 150 strip clubs in 2 years, and Ryan Arnold, a big star, rock star over in San Dimas, California. Now we have a request from Joannica. This is a song she loves to strip to. It's called In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel. Give us a call, 777-7915 or 777-7916.
and the grand facade so soon will burn. Without a noise, without my pride, I reach out from the inside. In your eyes.
Peter Gabriel with In Your Eyes on 91.5 FM WRBC. In the studio with me today is Joannica, Veronica, Scarlett, a stripper of more than 150 strip clubs, and also Ryan Arnold, guitar virtuoso and musician from California. Say hi, Ryan.
Hey.
Hey, he's way over there. In the lounge area of the studio, sitting back with a cool Coke. And Joannica is sitting here with me. Lucky me.
Indeed.
Now, Joannica?
Yes?
What kind of clothes do they have you wear? What kind of costumes do you wear usually in your show?
Well, it varies. Sometimes, like at a club sometimes, I would just wear tight little shorts, little tops. You know, sometimes they have more elaborate costumes with feather boas and capes and
horns, stuff like that. Yeah. Yes, I actually saw the horn one on the video they sent me before the show.
Yes.
And it was quite interesting.
Yeah, I like some of the costumes. They're rather pretty.
It's for the it's kind of a satanic themed show.
Yeah. We do some of that. I mean, it depends on the club. Some clubs like that sort of stuff. Other ones like pretty stuff like pixies and fairies.
And like schoolgirls.
Yes.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, now we had Ryan performing a little bit on the show earlier. Are you going to be performing anything today?
If you want me to, I sure will.
All right. Well, perhaps after the break. Now, we got a request for some Blur here. The song's called Tender. And you can make a request also, 777-7915. Or 777-7916. You can also ask to talk to either Joannica here or Ryan Arnold. They're both in the studio with me today, and they're plenty willing to answer your questions. So 777-7915, 777-7916, or radio@bates.edu. This is Blur, Tender.
tender is the night, lying by your side. Tender is the touch of someone that you love too much. Tender is the day the demons go away. Lord, I need to find someone who can heal my mind.
Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on.
Hey, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WRBC in Lewiston, Maine. My name is Nick, and today we've got special guests. We've got Joannica, Veronica, Scarlett. I was thinking of Scarlett because you are one. I do. And she's a stripper, has stripped in more than 150 clubs in 2 years. And we also have Ryan Arnold here, and he's a rock musician from San Dimas, California. Say hello.
Hey, everybody.
All right, now, Joannica agreed to perform for us, agreed to do her a portion of her show. So she's been in the bathroom changing into her show outfit, and it is, let me tell you folks at home, this outfit, my God.
This is my favorite outfit.
Yeah. Ryan, how would you describe what you see here?
I gotta say that that's almost as good as the one she did for me. One year ago.
Yeah. It's kind of a schoolgirl outfit, kind of a schoolgirl ensemble, with a little plaid skirt and the frilly white shirt and some sequined red horns on her head.
Yeah, I think the devil horns really make the outfit.
Yeah, it really gives a... Anyway, why don't you get started here? We get some music in the back. Well, hold on, let me put on some better music for you.
All right.
Okay, wait 1 second. You can talk to Ryan if you want.
You're looking good, girl.
Thanks.
Maybe after we're done, you can come on back to my trailer.
How much are you going to pay me?
You know I'll pay.
Hey. All right, get some music here. You can get started.
All right. First, I'm going to take off my boots. I'll just unlace them a little.
All right.
And then I'm going to slip off
Wait. I got to check out those wonderful feet you have.
Oh, yeah.
They're very nice.
Yeah, I think I'll take off my pantyhose next.
You need help? You look like you could use some help.
No, I got it. They're off.
I'm glad you're commenting for the listeners. Now, now her legs are completely shaven.
Oh, yes, they're very smooth.
They're very, very smooth. No varicose veins to be seen?
Absolutely none.
Only the best
for
you guys.
I like a girl with no varicose veins. All right, what comes up next?
Next, I think I'll take off the horns.
I'd leave those on. Leave those on.
Mr. Arnold wants you to leave the horns on.
All right, I'll leave the horns on. Next, I think I'll take off my blouse.
All right.
Button by button. There. All right.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at that.
Wow.
Look at that six-pack.
Wow. Exercise?
Oh,
my
yes.
God.
Every day.
Where do you work out?
I work out in Boston, actually.
Wow.
In the city gym.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
This,
you could, like, use that as grid paper.
Yeah.
Man, you could, like, graph on that six-pack.
This bra actually is from Boston. The pink tassels are, like, my favorite.
Actually, I think I need to get a closer look at those pink tassels.
Yeah. Go look at those pink tassels over there. Wow.
All right, now I'll take off the kilt. I got this little
kilt?
Safety pin.
You call that a kilt?
Oh. Well, skirt, kilt, you know.
Wow! Oh, my God. Sorry, I hit the microphone there. I was a little excited. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I'm
going to go over to the other side and do a little dance.
Oh, good idea. But I think we got to listen to some music now. We'll come back in a moment, and we're gonna take off the rest of the clothes, I'm assuming. And are you listening to 91.5 WRBC? We've got special guests today, Joannica, Veronica, Scarlett, and Ryan Arnold. And some exciting things are happening in the studio today, so give us a call, 777-7915 or 777-7916. Here's some Beck.
Alright.
Ever wonder why some stations make a big deal about playing music commercial free?
Welcome back to the show. Sorry, I got a little confused there in all the excitement. Joannica Veronica Scarlett is our guest today. Say hi, Joannica.
Hello.
And she's been putting on a little show for us at the studio today. We also have Ryan Arnold here, a singer-songwriter from San Dimas, California. Say hi, Ryan.
Yo.
Before the break, Joannica removed most of her clothes. I'll describe to you folks at home who aren't lucky enough to be in the studio with Mr. Arnold and Mrs. Scarlett. And I never noticed that was from Clue until I just said it right.
I get that all the time.
Yeah, people, guys in the clubs, I'm sure.
Miss Scarlett in the bedroom.
Anyway, Miss Scarlett is... is. I like to do Miss Scarlett in the bedroom with my lead pipe. Yeah, I had to think of the appropriate piece. Anyway, Miss Scarlett is now wearing a pink tasseled velvet bra with spikes coming out of the appropriate places, and some matching pink velvet panties. No spikes on those, though.
No.
And I would say she is hot.
Yeah, she's looking fine.
All right, are you going to continue the show, or...
Yeah.
Good.
Here I go. I'm going to go off to the side.
All right, wait. No, you're not drinking... That's a Coke.
Oh, okay.
There's no brewskis on the radio. Mr. Arnold.
It's a Coke. It's clearly a Coke.
It is. You folks can't see at home, but it looks a lot like a Coke. Anyway, Miss Scarlett is now removing the pink tasseled bra, slowly, incredibly slowly, incredibly slowly.
Oh my god! Holy cow! That girl is naked.
Not quite yet. She's mostly naked though, and those are some fine. I don't know what word's appropriate for the radio. Some fine whatever they are.
Tracks of land.
Some fine tracks of land. So, how do you get those that big? Does it involve a special diet?
Actually, they're natural.
No, they're not.
They are.
I actually am quite gifted at this. If you just don't mind, I'll just go and kind of, touch them.
You already tried
that. And I can tell. Hey. I just want to, prove you're not lying. That's what I'm trying to do.
Hey, go for it.
All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, those are natural. But I think I'm going to need to touch them a little while longer to confirm that.
He has to do more studies. Now, we have a time limit on this show, so you're going to have to get completely naked now.
There you go.
Look at that.
I need to go sit down.
Yeah, I think she needs to come sit down on my bed.
Ha! On your lap.
Do you like?
Yeah, I'm pretty much digging this.
Pretty much.
Yes, this is my professional career.
Getting naked.
Yeah.
For guys.
Makes
for
a lot of money.
Of course,
yeah.
We're not going to give you any money today, but you are getting millions of dollars worth of airtime.
Indeed.
To promote your stripping. Now, where are you going to be seen next? And, oh, no, don't put your clothes back on.
Oh.
Just leave that right there, honey.
I'll actually be dancing.
Let me take this from you.
At Avalon in Boston pretty soon.
The Avalon?
Yeah.
Don't they usually do, rock shows and that sort of thing?
Oh, they have a club there.
Oh, they do.
I sometimes do just, erotic dancing at clubs.
Clothed, you mean?
Well, or partly clothed.
Partly clothed.
Yes.
Yes. No, still, keep your clothes off. Don't put them on yet.
Well, I know what I'm doing this weekend.
You probably did have a show lined up, but I'm assuming that's canceled?
Well, this would be after the show.
I see. Joannica can be hired if you go to her website, www.joannicastrips.com,
She has a Joannica cam. It's on 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I saw the cam in some of her clothes there. It goes around with her all day.
It's a little uncomfortable.
You can just leave your clothes there.
I can do.
Don't put them back on yet. Don't. I know you're going to... I know you think that you should, but to have good radio, you should probably keep them off till the end of the show.
It's a little cold here.
No, it's fine. In fact, I'd say it's hot.
Yeah, I'm pretty hot myself.
All right. I guess we should get to some music now. We can take a little break. Ryan, you should probably stay on this side of the console. All right. Either that or you should go over to that side of the console and Joannica can come over here on my side of the console.
All right.
All right. Sounds good to me. Next, we have some Rancid off a Scaliente compilation. Give me a call, 777-7915, or email me, radio@bates.edu. That's about it. So this is Rancid. The song is called Lethal.
God, you that stuff. God, save us, me.